This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, rainfall since Wednesday across the Columbia Basin was mainly a quarter to three quarters of an inch. There were heavier amounts up to an inch and a half measured in Columbia and eastern Walla Walla counties. It looks like the weather systems for the next week will track mainly across British Columbia or Northern California, so most farms should get less than a quarter inch. Where recent rain was heaviest, you can expect good drying on most of these next 7 days, with temperatures averaging close to normal. And even beyond, looking into the 14-day outlook, it shows more of a tranquil period with near to above normal temperatures and near normal rainfall. So planting and asparagus harvest should be able to proceed. The drier conditions should also lessen the threat of foliar disease. But if it's necessary to spray, chemical applications will be aided by light winds, especially Wednesday through Friday. There is a weak cold front Friday night that may cause some breezy conditions early Saturday, but the lighter winds are likely to return early next week with high pressure. Now, looking at 2-inch soil temperatures, we're sitting at 50 to 55 degrees now, but should warm about 5 degrees over the next week. So good germination and development for spring wheat, the potatoes, canola, and early garden vegetables is expected. For aginfo.net, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.